And this is very common. People make a lot of money. They think they're making a lot of money, right? Like, oh, I'm making 100K. I'm making 150. And they buy the Mercedes and they get the purse and they get the watch. You are not rich yet. You are making money. Rich is when you have assets and investments that are way more than what you're making on a regular basis. And that's where you need to sit down with yourself and say, like, do I really need to get that leased car that's $100 more a month? Probably not. Hey.
Welcome back to Straight Candid Podcast
with Sid
and Soph, where we take pride in normalizing taboo conversations, saying the wrong thing, drinking too much caffeine, and talking too fast.
Here at Straight Candid, we live unfiltered. No edits, deletes, or drag and drops. Just two Minneapolis girls who hit record and keep it candid.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
I can't look at him seriously.
Look at him either. That's why you can barely say that.
You guys, his hair right now is like pushed up like a bump it with his headphones on. So it looks like,
damn good. Is what you're saying,
I hate when we can only see you and people can't see you.
I need to move the.
Oh my God. What are you moving
can
it for?
Can we face this
here,
on you?
Here, I'll
give him a little flash or just here, come around here, will you?
Take a seat, Journey. Take a seat in the middle.
Yeah, here.
Let me make sure we're going. Okay, cool.
Okay, thank God. Come on over.
All right.
Sit down.
All right, Jordy, straight can a moment right off the bat.
Okay, right off the bat. Well, this feels weird.
I know, isn't it funny to be on the other side?
It does. Okay, what up? Okay.
We're both
right,
just
here we go.
Staring.
So, we're I like said this. To you, you already know. So, I'm on Bumble, right? Swiping all of a sudden.
Right.
And
Bumble is obviously where the girls message first.
It is. And yeah, I have Bumble Premium. So, straight canon moment. It's $200 for life and it's fiscally like or financially responsible, right?
What does premium entail?
Like yeah. What do you
oh,
get?
Oh gosh, so you see who likes you, you can go on like oh, what's it called?
Incognito mode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, incognito mode.
Sid.
So you can, yeah, you've never
had an
app
and you know? No, I knew what word you were going to say.
Stop. Never had an app
Sophie's little face. Oh, boy.
Anyway, you can like set your location, just all kinds of features. Definitely worth it.
Worth the $200 investment, okay?
Yes. So I come across, I didn't screenshot her name. I'm kind of mad, but I screenshotted the quickest way to my heart is... That was a prompt. And she says, looking for fun, going to prison in 2 weeks for a year. No joke. Give me some great memories to get through it. Let's go to the movies.
What the hell? I'm sorry. If that's what Bumble Premium's getting you, buddy, I think it's time to pick another app.
Wait, but also, actually, I don't know.
Actually,
that
kind of
sounds fun.
But like, go to the movies? Okay. How is that going to get
well,
the mems through?
We know what she wanted, but...
I don't want to hear about you in the news for a woman that they had up free for another 2 weeks. And then we hear about Jordy in the news. Man attacked on a Bumble date at the movies, like
she's
or something
probably,
like
she's
whatever.
She's probably going to prison for like something so unrelated.
Well, I know, probably. But
did
prison
you match
is
with,
prison.
No,
like,
Jordy, did you match with her?
Didn't match with her.
Why not?
Sorry, I was looking at a spider up there. Sorry.
Oh, scary.
Well, yeah, I swiped right, but she hasn't. She's not into me or she's already in jail. Because who knows when she made this?
Oh my God.
Wow.
I cannot believe that. I just can't believe. The profile is everything. Her pic is awesome. The prison thing is the best part.
I wish I screenshotted the rest of the profile. I think she
said she
was... I
wanted to know her
was,
name so we could look into it. Like, do some research.
I think I'm not making this up. I think it said that she was married to and like looking, but it was obviously bad and had issues and looking for some other stuff.
Married.
So
holy, there's a lot of layers
anyway,
there.
It's a lot. It's a
okay.
lot.
Sure. I would love to have her on the podcast.
Same.
I'll do some digging.
Jordy.
God, Jordy.
I have an idea for you. I think your new, hold on, stay here.
Oh.
Your new, Jordy, welcome to Straight Candid. He's part of it now. I think your new role will be... At the beginning of our podcast, some like future, some good Hinge prompts that you've come up with the past, and then you can like share them with
Hinge
everyone.
Prompts or anything pop culture like that. That's like kind of like
pop culture versus Hinge.
I know. I go, yeah, pop culture.
Yeah,
no,
and pop culture.
Listen. No, relationship wise though, like I love like the little beefs that everybody has. Like, did you hear about Kim Kardashian? She had to throw her phone in the ocean because Kanye wouldn't stop calling her. He called her like thousands of times while she was on vacation with Pete Davidson. So she threw it in the ocean. She's like, fuck it, I don't care. Yeah. And then he followed Pete to another state. Sorry. Okay.
No, you're good. I'm not laughing at
okay.
you. I don't
know. You know
obviously
what?
Obviously not the pop culture.
You're right.
Who it's wants relationship culture. Advice from me too? You know? So.
All of a sudden, Journey, here's your new role. You shared your dating app, Sid. and pop culture.
Well, okay, another one too. I'm at my buddy's birthday.
To bring it back to me. I'm like, pop culture would be great.
Well, dating apps, goodness. Oh my gosh, no one wants my stories. Anyway, this is another one from Thursday.
Okay.
I have a date scheduled for next week from one off Bumble. I'm at my buddy's birthday and I noticed she was literally sitting at the table behind me on another date.
Are you
like,
kidding?
I'm like, oh my God. That's
Wait, her. Is that a flag though? Or do you think you'll still go on the date?
I'll still go on the date. She seems cool.
Like you haven't
single. You're
been dating
around.
Other people.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like I'm not seeing it.
No, I know. But some people might think right away like, oh my God, you're not going to go on a date with her. But in reality, it's a dating app. Yeah. Why not? Absolutely.
I honestly think it'd be so funny if on the first date, you're like, by the way, I got to tell you this. You just say, so how was your date last week?
Yeah, how was your dinner at Free House?
And see what she does.
I was going to say, oh, so she's like, how do you not know her? I feel like you see everybody in the North Loop once you're in the North Loop. You know what I mean?
I creeped on her profile. I didn't recognize her.
Mm-mm. Interesting.
No, yeah. I don't know where she lives.
I feel like I see someone's face once and I know who they are. I think I quote unquote know them. I'm like, oh, I know you. And they're like, yeah. No, I served you once literally at a restaurant. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. Like it's a weird thing.
What the hell?
I know my brain.
Do you have any other issues you want to talk about before you hop back?
Issues? Damn. I'm a
No, I said issues for a reason.
Oh, no. No.
We're good on that. All right. That's okay.
No.
You're
scaring
me.
I'll go back behind the camera. Okay.
What are you talking about?
We'll tell you after.
Oh, my God. You guys have secrets and I hate it.
It's because I carpooled with him.
Yeah, well, I get upset. I have a lot of FOMO. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I heard that. You heard that. God.
Oh, I get it.
Fuck.
We can edit it if you want.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. Okay. That is amazing.
We're good. We're good.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
God,
guys.
That was really funny. That was a funny little intro.
I'm sweating.
I'm sweating and I'm worried about prison. I have an irrational fear that I'll do something that'll cause me to go to prison, if you care. Yeah, I'm serious.
I actually feel like that whenever tax season comes up.
That's not a good sign.
But I shouldn't put that out in the world.
No,
but
I was going to say.
I feel like I do something wrong, so I get nervous. I'm like, am I doing my taxes right? I don't know.
We're going to get a tax guy this year. Yeah. We'll get a tax guy. It'll all be good. But I.
Speaking of taxes.
What?
We're having someone to come on talk about finances.
What about it? What is a tax season?
Yes. If you're here, we will be talking about some finance questions that Sid and I've had. We'll kind of get into that in just a little bit. But first, obviously, Straight Candid Moments.
Straight
presented candid by Sid moments. And Sof.
So do you want to start or do you want me to?
No.
I was reading my screen to make sure I wrote it down. I have a Straight Candid Moment. I went really hard at broomball last night. Like really hard.
Not going to
no, like for real, really.
The pictures you posted on Straight Candid, you looked zoned the fuck in.
Okay, because we were playing team number two and we're team number one and we got to hold our spot so that when we go into playoffs, we play the turd team. No offense, but they are. And
turds.
We play them and then we'll win. You know what I mean? So like, I got to set myself up for success. I get out there and I'm like, you know what? I'm wearing like my little tennies and I can't really go anywhere. And so I throw on Jordan's broomball shoes and they're size 13. And I looked like I was going to go to a children's birthday party after. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, literally like a foot that's out. That's why your feet look so big.
Yes. Wait, you didn't read the prompt? You didn't read? I wrote on there. I said, yes, I'm wearing Jordan's size 13 broomball shoes. What the hell?
Maybe.
I mean, people probably think my feet are massive. I only have a size 14. It's not weird.
I thought you were just wearing like big snow boots. But
No. There were broomball shoes, but I went ham.
Did you win?
Yeah, we won. And I whacked. I don't know. I hit the ball. I hit the ball really hard and I whacked some girl in the face and it was kind of awkward. I don't even want to get into it, but it was really fun. And I love broomball.
You got Taco Bell after.
No, we didn't. No, I got I got Centro tacos though.
Oh, yum.
And I had a martini margarita. Apparently I'm still drunk right now, but it was so good. And, my Straight Candid Moment was just that I just was playing broomball.
Nothing.
And I know that's not a great Straight Candid Moment.
No, it is because broomball in general, Sid, is Straight Candid
Moment.
No,
it's just like, what the hell are you doing? Like, yeah. Oh God. I will say my other Straight Candid Moment, because people are probably waiting for it, is I started a new job, obviously.
Yes.
And it's not easy to start a new job. Like, mm-mm. And I know I don't do very many like, you know, real ones lately. Cause I feel like we get into the real shit during topics of our, you know, episodes, but like starting a new job is not comfortable and you feel off and you feel like this wonder of like, oh my God, why did I leave something that I was comfortable in? But then you just have to get over that hump and be like, you know what? I'm going to push through this and I'm just going to try and go for it and learn what I can.
100%.
And go in 100%.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. And it's not that I have hesitations or anything like that. It's just like when you start something new, it feels uncomfortable.
Change is hard.
It's not fun.
Change is hard in general.
You don't know where anything is. Yeah. You don't know how to get something done. You don't know who to talk to.
You're not at the top of the totem pole yet.
Nope.
Yeah.
You don't know how to get shit done. Like it's just, it's hard. So
thanks for sharing that. Cause it's so true. And I think a lot of people go through that. So, and also like, I think things start to fall into place too. Like all of a sudden something happens at the old job. You're like, oh, I'm kind of glad. Like I've been moving on from here. And even if your jobs, when you start a job and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this is going to be what I want to do. And maybe it is. Mm-hmm. I feel like every single job you have throughout your life, like you learn something from it and you get closer and closer to the career you want or maybe the person you want to be, et cetera. So
I agree. I always say it's not the door, it's a door.
Yeah.
So like use it as that. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Also, I forgot to say this. I went to speak at the University of Minnesota last week at my it's called National Student Advertising Competition.
Okay.
Like they have like that club and it's getting really big. And so they asked if I'd come and speak or whatever.
So
I did that. It wasn't anything like a big deal, I'm hoping that it gets bigger because I was in that club. So they're like, oh, can you come back and talk about how you presented? Because like we're doing it right now. And it was kind of fun. But I will say I have to shout out Aisha Holtz. If you're listening, I met your roommate and bestie at the presentation or whatever. She was up there with me and I had to shout you out because apparently you're a super duper fan. So
she's
hello, Aisha. Shout out to you. We love you.
She better be listening.
She better be listening or else I swear to God. Anyway. Okay. Do you have a straight kind of moment?
Good for you. That's cool.
It was kind of fun.
You sound so profesh.
And like, I'm in a turtleneck that's literally choking me.
Before this episode, she was like, I don't know what to wear. She's like, well, since we're talking finances, I'll throw on a turtleneck. And I was like, yes, bitch.
And I didn't get to wear pink on the Valentine's Day episode. I got kind of sad.
Did you order this recently?
No. Not really. It's kind of recent, like a month ago.
Oh.
2 months ago.
Also?
What? What's on it? Oh, God.
Is that a cupcake?
No, that's deodorant.
Mm.
Oh, crap.
Mm. But anyway, she was talking about the turtleneck, and I was like, yeah, you wear the turtleneck, and I'll like lean into my homeless look a little bit more.
Homeless look? What are you talking about? She's got like the bomb style, bomb.com. Also, I will notice, you don't look homeless because you painted your nails.
You guys, my nails are painted.
They're bright pink. They match my sweater.
Okay, if you know me, you know this is probably not my thing. My nails are always gross, ugly, and okay.
Let me look.
If you look close.
Wait.
They're still gross. And ugly.
When did you paint them?
I literally painted them last night. And look at they're chipped already.
Did you do a top coat?
No, I just slapped it
on. Okay, well, there's your problem. No wonder it's Chippy McGee over here.
But yeah, you guys, I have pink nails right now. I think
you look gorgeous.
I'm only doing it for our Galentine's party tomorrow,
okay,
though.
Fair.
So,
which I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're hitting the town tomorrow. Stay tuned. Sid, Jordy, me, we're going to have a great-ass time.
We're going to have a party.
So fun.
Okay, do you have a straight can of moment?
Yes.
Besides the tan on your hand.
Besides the fact that my hands look like an Oompa Loompa.
Did you not wash the other side or did you?
Hey, I'm an Oompa Loompa. I was coaching this morning.
Oh my God.
And I said I hadn't rinsed off the tan yet. So it was 10 times darker. Okay.
And you went to coach with it?
And I went to coach. Yeah. I had to wake up at 4 a.m. I didn't have time to shower.
No, you don't have time.
And I was wearing a black zip up and all of a sudden it was hot as hell in there. So I take it off.
Oh no.
And I'm wearing a sports bra. And let me just say, I did not look Caucasian. Like I looked...
You looked like you'd been in the sun for a little too long.
I looked like I got a really bad spray tan. And so in the middle of class and in the red room at Barry's, like the shade's darker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I had to tell everyone, I go, I'm sweating, I'm hot, I look orange. And if I look orange and I'm dripping orange, it's because I am orange.
Because I have a spray tan on right now. Thank you.
So that was funny. That was a good straight can of moment, I suppose. My other straight candid moments.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I have a few, which is why I need my computer.
Okay. Well,
I told Jordy on the way here, I was like, should I share this? He was like, do it.
What? Tell me. What the hell? I get pissed. No, you know what? You guys, let's carpool and talk about everything Sid doesn't want to know. Idiots. You're done.
I'm about to tell you.
I'm going to come pick you both up single-handedly.
Okay. That'd be great. I fucking hate driving. So my hip flexors have never been more sore in my life.
What were you doing? Did you want me to ask that?
No. Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah, you know, we're in a new fling and it's just getting spicy a lot. And
my
hips are killing me.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just like, it's just a reminder constantly every day about
what
was happening, and I need to slow down. And I feel like other people
slow down. What do you mean?
Other people can relate to this. And
why?
Because I just think girls know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I've had sore hips before.
Yep. Callan is here.
Callan's okay. Pulling in.
Our guest has arrived. I got one more straight candid moment, though,
okay,
because it's going to relate to this episode.
All right, go ahead.
Jordy, will you let her in? Thanks. So I just found out that... So my parents bought the condo that I live in. And I pay them rent every single month.
Yep.
And I think I've missed one month where I've literally not been able to pay it.
Yep. Yep.
And apparently, I thought I was paying this money to my parents every single month, thinking that I was like accumulating at least some interest or something, you know, because I was putting my money towards something.
Right.
Turns out that my dad just texted me the other day. He goes, "Oh, by the way, we're selling your condo in July or in June. So just want to give you a heads up. You got to find, you know, somewhere to live." I'm like, okay, sick.
Yep.
Like, I thought my money was going towards something. So now I'm like a little worried about, okay, now I have to move all my shit. And I literally just finished decorating it. And going to have to find somewhere with cheap rent. So if anyone knows anyone that has an extra room,
hit her up.
Hit me up. North Loop.
Looking for a roomie.
Northeast, North Loop, preferable.
You're always welcome in our home too.
This is a little...
You can just live here.
This is a little far for me, but I would honestly... I'll move in June. How about that? Stay till September.
Okay, fair. Wait, weird. That's when we go on the lake.
Weird. That's summer funny. Months. That's crazy.
But that actually ties in well, because when you just said that, like, there was a month that you didn't make rent at all.
Yeah. I literally couldn't
make it,
and,
right?
Like, I had the ability to be like, "Mom, like, I can't pay you." And she was like, "Well, first of all, you need to figure that out. You need a budget." And I'm like trying to figure out how to budget. I've had so many conversations with Callan before about,
I know,
I need a budget. And I told you guys this before. She'll probably share this too. But I was like, "Callan, like, I need to start budgeting." She goes, "You don't need a budget. You just need to make more money."
I love that shit.
You didn't let me finish it. You need to make more money.
I think I did let you finish it.
No, the last word was cut.
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I got the punchline.
Okay. We heard it though.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know about that, but I will say,
we'll
listen and see, but I will say Callan has a ton of advice on anything finance related and doesn't make it boring. It makes it doable and grabbable and makes it not so cookie cutter. Like, whereas you think of like, oh, going to school, sitting down in finance class for your finance degree and all, you know, like the only route is 401k to make money. You know what I mean? Compounded interest over time, which you probably didn't even know what that means. Sometimes some of you, that's fine. But it's like, there's other ways to make money. You don't have to have a traditional job to make money. You don't have to. It's the traditional way. So it's what we see, but there's other ways and other things you need to know in order to set yourself up for success. So you don't have to just worry every single day. Like, so you do have funds in the bank in case something happens, because it's likely something will happen in your life where you need it.
Yes.
So Callan's here to help us understand and help you just understand how to freaking start. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to make it boring, and it's not going to be boring, but it's going to be information that you need to know. Because we should have fucking learned this shit in school.
Yeah. This is the stuff that I'm like, why did we not have a class on this in college? So the way Callan's going to break it down, very practical. And I hope you guys stick along for the ride. So without further ado, should we let her in, baby?
Come on in, Callan.
Guess who's back again. Her name is Callan,
and she's
our friend. Ooh, wow.
That was really good. Hey,
Callan. I love that.
I kind of cringe. That I did too. Okay, maybe we just start it now. Hey, Callan.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey. Callan's back on the pod.
So Callan was, she was an appearance on our episode earlier.
It was 25. I didn't want to say it and then be wrong.
Yeah, me neither.
Episode 25 with her wife, Hannah. Mm-hmm. And it was probably one of our favorite episodes.
You guys weren't married though yet.
No, I know.
It was pre-wedding.
Just they were engaged.
Yeah.
Lots changed.
Callan is like a mentor to us. She's one of our most amazing friends. And she just is somebody who like you like to be around, because not only do you learn, you feel better about yourself. You feel better about the track you're on, and you're just a good person.
You guys. Wow. And,
yeah. I mean, Callan, thank you. I remember getting coffee. The first time we met with you, it was over a Zoom call, wasn't it?
Yeah. We did a little Zoom.
We did a little Zoom call. Mm-hmm. And Callan has been kind of behind the scenes with Straight Candid for a good amount, kind of helping us
ever since we started, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. You guys, just to keep this in mind, like, she does this out of the kindness of her heart in hopes that that will do the same to younger women as well, right?
Forward. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said in the beginning of, you know, I think this is something where I have the skill, I have the ability, I've done mm-hmm. this before.
Yep.
And then now you guys, everyone's gonna be reaching out, DMing, like, I have a startup. Can you help me?
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do right now?
Yeah.
We didn't really talk job stuff when you and Hannah were on.
Yeah.
So what's your life like? Give us your elevator speech.
Yeah. So I graduated from St. Thomas in 2013 mm-hmm. With an entrepreneurship degree. I went right into working for a startup. I knew that before I did that, I sold Cutco knives for a long time.
I guessed that at your bridal party. Yep. I guessed I just had feeling.
Mm-hmm. You'd be a good saleswoman.
So I was in school for like health and fitness. And then immediately when I was originally a physical science. I don't even remember. My mom said I had to get a job. Not know that. And so I saw like the sign for Cutco, and I ended up like breaking the office record for like most knives sold in 2 weeks.
You would.
Classic.
Of
yep.
It's
like the most competitive thing.
Leave it to Callan.
Yeah. And they literally set like goals and competition, and I'm like, I'm going to fuck everybody over right now. I will fuck you up. You want me to sell knives? I will literally cut you. So that was the intro to like, okay, I think I should probably go into sales. Probably leave. I mean, I still love health and fitness, and that's super fun and amazing. But I got into sales, and then right out of college, I had a couple internships, corporate internships, and then I went to work for a startup. So I worked for a startup in sales. I was doing kind of selling marketing solutions. And then very quickly, I got into tech sales, big, big business technology sales.
How old were you at this point?
25.
Okay. So that's when you switched over.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Switched from the startup to, I was still kind of a startup. And I was in sales and doing really well. I moved kind of up in that company, and I was making a lot of money, but I was just not happy. And that was kind of the moment of like, I actually can't do this. And, you know, wouldn't be enough money in the world. And I think a lot of people have felt that, to have me stay in this current role. So I left. I actually, you know, I was unemployed for a couple months. I went through the whole, got unemployment with the state and did the whole thing. Cause I was like, I'm just kind of in between here. And then I found, a tech startup that I worked with kind of, as a partner. And then, I got into real estate investing really randomly. So I was working that job, making money, and I listened to a podcast. And I mean, as you heard with the Cutco thing, it's like, oh, here's how you do something. Here's how you make a bunch of money. I was like, I have to start doing this. So
how old were you at this point?
That was 2 years ago. I listened to the podcast about land investing.
Yeah. Wait, that's how little time it's been since you started?
Yeah. And I also want to know how old, because a lot of people in college are like, I need something right off the bat.
28.
Okay. So
I started. Yep. Cool. 28. I'm 30 now.
Whoa, I didn't know it was that recent.
It's gone very quick, very quick. I'll just talk about what I'm right now. I have a land investing company. It's called Solterra, and we invest in land for development subdivisions. We also just flip land generally. And then I also have a consulting company. I've kind of married this technology world where I consult real estate investors on how to automate their business using technology. And that is my...
I don't know exactly what that means, but I know that it is very intelligent.
Yep. To give you an example, most real estate investors are 60-year-old men, and
that's
they are closing deals, and they are printing and mailing a contract to a property owner versus, hello, DocuSign. You know, you just show, you can just kind of, they're
new.
Like, oh my God, you can do an e-signature. I'm like, yep. And you're going to pay me thousands of dollars for me to show you how to do this.
Wow. I figured that was why the route of consulting came about. Cause you were like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
People are older.
You notice like a lack of knowledge in that aspect. So you're like, I'm going to profit off of
100%.
This. 100%. You're like, I'm going to modernize
with anything
this for these old men.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm going to create value. I'm going to make it fun. I'm going to find like the best technology. analogy.
You just said something though. You're creating value.
Yes.
Like that's how you started making money.
100%.
Is you decided, okay, what do I know a little bit about or mm-hmm. what am I interested in?
Yep.
And then how am I going to create value for somebody else so that I make money off of it?
Exactly.
That's mm-hmm. like, I feel like consulting in a nutshell.
Yep.
But you had, you know, like the degree, you had like a, what I would say, like a normal post-college job. You then skyrocketed, made a shit ton of money and weren't happy.
Yep.
Even though everybody chases the money exactly. nowadays and yep. wants it like this, yep. you know? Yep. And then you were like, I'm going to do something all on my own, even if there's a risk in that. And totally. That's admirable.
Totally.
Seriously.
And in 2 years, has it already paid off? Like, are you probably making more than what you...
Oh my God. Yeah. This will yeah. be the best year I've ever had. Okay. For sure.
Tell us how you do
Fuck.
It.
Fuck.
What can we do as okay. Sid and I right now to start going along the path that you are?
Okay. So
help.
I know.
Help
where do us. We even start?
Yes.
Because that's what everybody's wondering. And I will say 90% of people that we polled on our story today said that finances are confusing and frustrating.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because nobody talks about it. No one talks about what they're making. Nobody says like, oh, I'm making this, even in your own jobs.
My parents wouldn't even tell me how much a car costs. No wonder yeah. why I don't have a fucking budget.
100%. So that's one thing that I really recommend is just start talking about how much you're making. Like start talking. I mean, obviously with close friends that you trust.
Yeah.
Because if you don't talk about numbers, you can't actually break it all the way back down of how much you need to make. How much am I actually spending? So let's start with the very, very beginning. First and foremost, this process started when I was 20, you know, probably 3 or 4 years ago of yeah. like the first most important thing that you have to do is to get rid of bad debt. So, well, actually,
yeah, what?
I was let me say the first and foremost, most important thing is to start to build that cash, to build a 6 month emergency fund. So I understand like a lot of people have credit card debt and that's really scary. I would recommend, okay, before we say any of this, I am not a financial advisor, so please, you cannot please take any of this information. I am just giving you my advice and what I did.
But you did also, you've worked with financial advisors, you have one, you've learned from them.
Yep.
You are not one.
Yep.
My but you know a lot of things.
I do. And my partner in my land business, his name is John, John Katke. Hey. Hi. He is a financial advisor. And we had a great conversation this morning because a financial advisor, their job, and this is step one, every single person listening to this episode needs to sit down with a financial advisor. John is one. John Katke, Salt Financial. You can find him online. He will 15-minute call.
I was like a paid ad.
Seriously. Yeah.
Just
sorry,
kidding.
John. John's going to get like 99 emails. but
yeah. Oh, I wanted him to myself.
You're fine.
We're like,
I'm
wait,
pissed, Karen.
But sitting down and having clarity around a vision, a goal, how much money are you spending on a monthly basis?
Yep.
What is the absolute minimum that you can get down to? And John's job as a financial advisor is to help you understand how to save money.
Because it's not easy.
It's really not.
Especially living in a world of social media, I have to add, when
correct.
You want to keep up with everybody and wear the like newest, coolest outfits and yep. blah, 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 blah,
and
blah.
And we're going to talk about that. So let's actually talk about, the first most important thing is to build up a cash of 6 months of your salary. So that is very important because if there's an emergency or you lose your job, you obviously have to live. And, you know, a lot of us that we're talking to maybe have parents that would support, but some of us don't. And so we have to make sure we have enough money to protect ourselves in the case of emergency. The second thing is obviously looking at debt and looking at our cash flow, because if you don't know where you are right now, you cannot make a plan. So Sophie, we were just talking about your situation. Mm-hmm. And in the intro, you talked about, that you're going to be moving out of your condo.
Yes.
And you have to get a new place.
Yep.
So you need to sit down and understand and look at the numbers and say, okay, I am making X amount per month right now. And these are the things I'm going to be spending money on. Mm-hmm. Look at your credit card for the past 12 months. What is the average been? Let's just say per month.
Okay.
Let's just say your average credit card bill is $3,000 a month.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got $3,000 a month for a credit card. We've got health insurance. We've got, we have your rent.
Mm-hmm.
You have
maybe.
Other
car payment,
car
phone.
Payment, phone payment. Exactly.
Food.
Food payment. Thank you. Food. Sid's like
food payment.
Clothes.
The food. Yeah.
But.
So entertainment, mm-hmm. clothes. Those are things you should be buying. You have to buy clothes.
I went a month and a half without buying one clothing item because I was like, I'm so poor.
That's good for
us.
That's
really good.
That's really good.
Really good.
It is.
Both of you have enough clothes and you should probably just be trading clothes back and forth.
I know.
Oh, we could do that.
Me and Britt are actually swapping for tomorrow.
You seriously should, because if you get a new black hat, it'll look cute with that thing, and you put the new thing on with the new flannel, and then she takes that thing, puts it with her thing, it's going to look great.
Put your thing with my thing, and then we'll put our things together.
We need to start swapping clothes as females.
Street Candid fan base clothes swap. That's what we will create.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Into it.
Okay.
$5 membership. Just kidding.
First is this, and I want to be very clear. This part of the process can feel very filled with anxiety of looking at it.
Well, and then when I do look at it, I'm like, okay, is that actually how much I'm making?
100%.
Probably not. And I have taxes. I don't understand taxes.
Exactly.
Fuck.
And that makes you feel ill. And so then you just don't
avoid.
Do it.
And then I avoid.
And you avoid.
And then you keep swiping your card.
And then you're just like, why don't I just do that? Maybe I should just do that. I can go on that trip. I can do that thing because everyone else is doing that thing. But we have to, I mean, I'm going to sit here and say you have to do it, but you really have to do it. And once you can figure it all out and just think about all the things you've ever avoided in your life, the moment you just sit down, like Sid, you make to-do lists all the time. The moment you just like write it all out and you're like, okay, these are all the things I'm spending on. Oh my God, I'm looking at my Capital One. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Okay, you look at your bank. Okay, you have $2,000 in there. Oh my God, oh my God. Okay. But you now you know. Now it's like all out in the open. Okay.
Then you also get pressured to not make continuous mistakes of like, I could go to the mall and buy a bunch of things, not even know how much I spent. And who cares? Because it's on an app and I don't ever see it. You know,
you need to have a number in your head of every month you can spend $300 on new clothes.
And isn't it funny that I feel like a lot of people do this too. I think I've talked to you about this, but whenever I know I'm not doing well with my finances, I purposely don't look at my statements.
Exactly.
And it's like, why?
Everybody does it.
Everyone does it.
Everyone. We're all in our head. Yep.
Why do we do that?
I racked up credit card debt. Yep. Because of that. Yep. I racked it up. It put me in a terrible position for probably how many months? 6 months, probably. 6 months of just like going paycheck to paycheck, accruing 25% interest. 25%.
Yeah.
It was fucking terrible.
Yep.
And I just had to stop. Like, I just had to look at it, stop doing what I was doing. And I paid it off. I paid it off. It was
painful.
Not fun. It was very hard, but I did it.
I don't know what the stats are, but like very common to have credit card debt. So don't feel like you are, you know, I mean, I'm almost every person I've ever known has had credit card debt. I was really lucky that my parents paid for college. And so that was a huge blessing. But, and I had the Cutco job. So I was doing fine in college.
The Cutco
Shout
job.
Out to Cutco. But it's very, especially in that range of like graduating college and getting that first job, like you're not really making a lot of money in your first, like you're not making anything. And you think you are because it's more than you've ever made, but it's actually nothing like in the big comparison. So it's so important. So step one, everybody tells you to save, right? Save money. But what nobody tells you is how to spend your money once you make money. And they also don't really teach you how to make more money, which is kind of where I have found a lot of success in thinking outside the box. And I want to talk about that. But as a caveat, financial advisor, we have to start thinking outside the box on saving. For example, I thought of a couple of examples.
I love this.
The other day, you guys said, let's hang out. Let's do breakfast. So if you're like, where should we meet? I'm like, why don't you guys just come over? We'll make avocado toast and eggs and some coffee. And how much did that cost? Like,
for everybody, I mean, spent maybe $3.
Literally.
Back to the mic. Try again.
I had two sips of wine. I'm holding the mic back.
Just upside down. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that was a genius idea, and it was so good.
Totally,
and
it was
for
fun.
Me and Sid, it was $0.
There you go. And you brought the sourdough. You brought the whole sourdough.
You brought bread. We appreciate you. We didn't realize you were doing that for us, but now we know.
That's true.
You're helping us.
And it was healthier.
Yeah. Girls. But that is one example, right? We think, and especially in our culture, it's like, oh, I'm 23. Let's go to happy hour. Let's go to dinner. And like, no, dinner, like what? The other night we got DoorDash. It was $80.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Easily. And I worked late and I'm like, I just have to do this right now because of convenience. But like that cannot be a regular thing. If you do that once a week. Oh, my God.
Can I ask what you got?
We got Brim.
Oh, fuck.
But
God,
it's so
my favorite
good.
Freaking
it's
restaurant.
So good. But like it probably should have cost $50. But like with taxes and delivery. And out at that point, I was so fed up because I just had a long day. But that is not, that should not happen on the regular. So the other thing, and I know everyone says batch cooking, but like, I'm sorry, it really helps to make a like Instapot carnitas and put that in the freezer. You have a little bit now. I hate leftovers. I literally hate them. I do too. I cannot eat carnitas 7 days in a row. It will not happen. So you save a little in the fridge and you put it in the freezer. At least if you have your proteins or like your cooked veggies just in the freezer ready to go. I think if we look at our credit card bills, like that food, that takeout, that happy hour, those dinners, like that kills you over time.
It is what kills me for sure too. And this is going to sound weird, but making the purchase of an air fryer from Walmart, I got it from Target, and then price matched Walmart. Can't say that. And it was like the best investment I've ever made. Absolutely. Because you can whip shit in there. Everything tastes brand new every time you put it in there.
Yep.
I mean, it sounds stupid, but because it's an air fryer, but everything's quicker. Like you can make veggies so quick. Like I don't need to go out to eat because it can cook fast.
Also, it's like healthier. Like sometimes if friends want to go out to eat and I'm like, I know I'm starving, I'll eat before and then just get a fucking appetizer.
That is a hot tip right there. Because when you go to a Billy Sushi hungry.
Oh yeah. That's literally that's
where we went.
That's what I was thinking of. I went to Billy Sushi and I was like starving. So I eat a little bit before because then I can 100%. Just eat a little bit.
100%. Jordan's like, go get the Otoro. It's like the nicest tuna. I go, no, you're like, no, I can't actually.
Adrenaline.
I got an avocado roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
And people are, and I don't want to sound like, oh, you should do all these tips and tricks. But like at the end of the day, there is the eighth wonder of the world, which is compound interest. And when I'm going to pull up my phone because this is
no, you can use your phone. You can reference whatever you need to reference.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
I don't want you to feel like I'm like.
She was like, I'm going to anyway.
No, just kidding. Oh, I was like, oh, I'm like, why no. are you worried? What?
No. And I think we think of it right now and I do the same thing where you're like, oh, it's $40 a month. That's only like, you know, whatever, $400 a year. Like I'm not, but 400 times the next 10 years. Times if I was putting that in something else, how much money you would have if you weren't doing these things. So point being that the little things add up. And if we can start there and having a mindset of, hey, you know what? Sunday, maybe I invite 3 girls over. We share a Costco membership and we like meal prep together. Fun AF.
Yep.
And we all take home some stuff to bring home. And I know it's, again, you guys are like, yeah, I get it. But I'm serious.
We should do that.
Why don't we do that? I was just going to say that.
It's super fun.
I also want.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. We gotta. Yeah. We'll go.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you do a Costco?
No, I don't.
Okay. Let's find
some. Get one.
I got a Costco, guys. Don't worry.
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
And I walk in with 90 straight candid sweatshirts. Like these. They're with me.
Everyone's in a line holding each other's shoulders.
We take a straight candid Costco run.
Yeah.
Two times a month.
Yeah. Our next event, you can buy it. Link in bio. It's a Costco run.
You're doing a live podcast in the meat section. Yeah. Honestly.
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
Okay. I'm so good. Not opposed.
Other than being mindful.
Okay.
Yes.
So we talked about save.
Yeah.
We talked about save. I just want to make sure we cover that because it's like talking to your kids about like, okay, you need to like eat healthy. Okay. Yeah. Now let's talk about next steps. So at some point, and not everyone is going to be able to immediately start increasing your income, but I really think it's important to have ideas and tips and tricks. And I want to talk a little bit about how I increased my income.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to identify a way for you to add value in some way. So for example, I was doing the consulting thing. I was doing sales, but I wasn't like doing the work. You know what I mean? You're selling the systems, you're selling the website, but you're not building the website. And until you build the website, you're not going to be able to charge to build the website. So let's talk about building a Squarespace website as an example. So Squarespace, for those of you who don't know, is a website builder. If this is my big thing, I thought of this the other day. Wait. If you can build a TikTok reel, you can build a kick-ass website. Because I literally can't do anything like that. And I see all these kids whipping these videos around, doing all this. Like that is a highly sought after skill set from businesses that need to be doing video marketing and they have no idea where to start.
Actually just got another marketing job just for literally making a like Instagram shit.
Yeah.
Because old men don't know how to do it.
Exactly.
What? I didn't know you got another job.
I'll tell you.
I feel like we're being all predators against old men that don't know how to use technology.
I know, sorry.
But I'm like,
but this is the thing. I don't care old men, old women, anyone. If you have a business, like even for me in my business, I will now pay because I don't have time mm-hmm. to learn it, do it. I want to pay someone to do that. That gives me so much joy knowing that, oh my gosh, that person has that skill and I can just know that it's being handled. So thinking about things that you're good at. So for me, I knew like I was fairly creative. Hannah came home one day and was like, oh, my friend's husband needs a website. And I was like, I'll do it. Like I'll build it. I've never done it, but I mean, I know I can figure it out.
Yeah.
This is the thing, you guys, YouTube. I know we talk about, oh, YouTube. You can literally figure out anything, how to do anything on YouTube. You just have to really watch it. You got to even reaching out. There's been a couple of times where I reached out to the creator of the YouTube video and they respond. I mean, these guys these guys are posting like Squarespace tips and tricks. They got 2,000 followers and they'll reach out and help. So I took the job. He paid. It was like $500,000 or whatever. And the website, I spent a lot of time on it and I didn't know how to do any of it. And he wanted something like this and something like that. And I didn't know how to do it. So I just kept Googling. And I spent way more time on it than I should have, but I got it done. And at the end of it, now I was like, I can literally build any Squarespace website.
And now you're like a website builder. And you could be, if you wanted to, you could go
now into I would charge $10,000 for that website. If someone wanted me to build a website for them,
which because any corporation would pay.
100%.
Hands down.
I mean, that's not even, I mean, we built a website for at my job for $40,000. Like a corporate website is inexpensive.
I can build a website.
There you go. So let's talk about that. So people.
Yeah, you can.
So a lot of people.
I've made one.
So let's, and those are skills like interior design. Let's think about other skills like the video, social media.
Social media is a good one.
Let's go ahead.
Oh, I just was saying like yep. people, you, I, all I was going to say about social media is I'm learning this even in my new role. We assume that everyone knows how to do it, how to use it the right way. Yep. What looks cohesive, like what's going to make a stand with your brand.
No, I'm so bad at that.
It's actually not something that people know.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of people don't have a creative eye. And no. I think you got to lean into that if you yep. do.
I will say this last thing I'm saying, and then just, I'm letting you just run.
Stop talking the rest of the time.
Literally, I'm going to shut my goddamn ugly ass mouth in my turtleneck. Yeah. All I was going to say was by starting something, anything,
and take it
the
for
podcast
free.
Or anything.
Yeah, you can make any money. Yeah.
You learn things.
Yes.
And then now I'm desirable. Yes. And I didn't even know
yes.
from A, point A of me not having a podcast to point B, me having one.
Exactly.
Now I'm desirable. It makes absolutely no sense. But in that time, I've learned a bunch of shit just by starting it with you. And now people want to work with us. Like yeah. It's weird, but it's true.
No, and you took that for $0. Yeah. In fact, you were paying your own money and your own time. And a lot of people, especially our generation, are like, I'm not going to do that if I'm not getting paid. If you are learning something, that is priceless. And if you can build your portfolio. So for you guys, how many episodes have you done?
63
episodes. If you had somebody,
and a half.
If you had a company reach out and they're like, we want you to come in and do something. We want you to speak at an event. Go reference my 63, 45 minutes speaking to see your portfolio. You obviously know how to do that now. So now you can be charging $300, $400, $500 an hour to go and do something where you're doing speaking events or training events or training somebody how to run a podcast.
The eye contacts me and Sid are giving each other.
I went like this and I looked at the camera. I go, fuck.
So just talking about the website thing, right? Like you take something for free and you now I could charge $10,000. I was doing other systems implementations charging like $2,000. Now I'm charging like $16,000 to $20,000. Like, and I want to say these numbers because I just don't think we talk about it.
Yeah.
But I think the importance is taking a leap. And one of the things with the land business that we did is obviously I had the, you know, cash savings in place. I did have I was 1099 at a time, but I had a salary coming in. I took a chance with my business partner and we paid $10,000 to do a training on real estate investing. It was 16 weeks and I would not be having this company right now if we did not go through that
and didn't do the investment
and didn't make that investment. But I didn't make the investment with my retirement money. I didn't make the investment with my emergency cash. I made the investment after I had all that and I still had my job. And I think we also think this pressure of like, I need to quit my job so I can do my thing. Absolutely not. You can go learn another skill. And before I forget, the website that I hire all of my contractors from is called Upwork, UPWORK. And on there, you can freelance. You can say, I'm $70 to $5 an hour to do reporting in Excel for you.
To do TikTok reels.
To do TikTok reels. No joke. If you have a history, like you guys could be charging a lot of money to be doing TikTok reels. Now, here's the thing. Here's what happens very quickly. So the money sounds great, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was happening to me on the consulting side. Yes, I'm getting paid thousands of dollars. Cool. But then my time, I have back to back meetings all day. So then the next step is you have to hire someone to help you. And that's what you guys are hopefully doing with some of the random things you have running around. And my hire has always been a Filipino person. And they are less expensive. So in my real estate business, we have three Filipino employees. One of them is $6 an hour. One of them is 15. He's high end and he's phenomenal. And one of them we pay 10.
And that is a living wage there.
Yes. Rent.
There's a different scale of the income levels and different things that they need because of their actual, what's it called? What's the word I'm looking for? The quality of life. Yes. Well, cost of life and economics.
Cost of living. Yes. Thank you. Like rent downtown for a one bed, one bath is $300 a month there. So it's all relative, right? Like you might think like, oh my God, you're skimping them. Well, not really. I mean, the guy that's working for us, he's doing great. Anyways, this is getting probably a little further. I just want to talk about the importance of, yes, this looks great, but it's very easy to hire someone to help you. If you have a little freelancing gig, is basically what I'm trying to say, you can find a Filipino person that knows Squarespace.
A lot of the TikTokers do that. A lot of the people that are like involved in social TikTok media. That's,
and if they can get it 80% there and you just make a couple tweaks at the end, or you spend time training them and then now there you take the contract in and you say, yep, I'll do TikToks for you on a monthly basis, and they're pumping them out. It doesn't matter how the work's getting done.
Doesn't matter because it's getting done.
That could be a $3,000 to $4,000 a month side hustle that you're literally putting in 2 hours just reviewing the TikToks. But in the beginning, I want to be very clear. If you do hire this person in the beginning, it's going to be a heavy training. You have to teach them what you're expecting them to do. But then once you teach them, they will run with it. And it's awesome.
I love all of this. And when people can get that, like, push to get there and get all that and like start something, like I'm like, go, just listen to what Kellen is saying.
And that's like next level too,
right? It is next level.
Yeah.
So if we bring it back to like investing and saving and income, just because I know people are wondering about those things.
Yes.
What do you have to say about that? Even if we want to break it down of like, how much should I be paying in rent?
Yep.
If I make X amount of dollars.
I do. Okay. So one of the books that I had you guys read is I Will Teach You to Be Rich.
And let me tell you, I would never, ever pick up a goddamn book like that.
100%.
But 100%. I am reading it slowly. I think I'm almost halfway done.
Yeah, skim it.
And it is actually extremely helpful. It puts everything in very clear language. And it has helped me so, so much in the past. I've read most of it in the past month.
Will you say it again?
I Will Teach You to Be Rich.
Okay. Bye.
His name is Ramit. R-A-M-I-T.
I have the book with me, actually. I'll show it on the YouTube.
Mine's
if
upstairs.
You're watching.
Yeah, do it.
I brought it just in case.
Just watch your little wine, your glass of wine right there. It's
I'm
about
almost,
to fall off the
I'm
table.
Almost done.
What's his last name?
Ramit Sethi.
Sethi. We're not going to be able to, in 5 minutes, break down like what you really should be doing in investing, but this book
just
is
how to start.
Phenomenal. So here's where we start. Number one, if you are a W-2 employee and you have access to a employee match on your 401k, you need to be maxing out that investment. You are missing free money. So here's an employee match. If you guys are like, what the hell are you talking about? Let's say you're in 401k is an investment vehicle for retirement. So the idea is that you can put, let's just say I'm going to make $100,000 this year. We can put up to $19,000 a year into the 401k. When you put money into your 401k, it's tax deductible, which means that when my accountant is looking at how much I made this year, if I make $100,000 and I put $19,000 in my 401k, it actually looks like I only made $81,000. So I'm only taxed on $81,000. So if I'm taxed 30,
why have I never understood that until right now?
I know, right?
So if I'm making
Jackson does look me too. Yeah.
So if you're making $100,000 a year, let's just say on average, we're taxed 30%. I have to pay the government $30,000 that year. But if I put 19 in my 401k,
Looks like you're only making,
what's 30% of 81, like 24,000. Yeah. So I'm only paying 24,000 in taxes. So you save that 6,000 now.
Okay.
When you're older, when you're 65, you'll have to tax later. So you're going to get taxed later. But most of us are going to work until we're 65. And once you are 65 in your 70s, you're not going to be making all this money that you were making before. So your income bracket, your tax bracket's going to be way lower. Mm-hmm. So if your tax bracket, if you're only making like, you know, $10,000-$20,000 a year or whatever, you're just kind of floating, you're retired, now you're taxed at that bracket. So the more money you make, the more you're taxed. So if you're making over, I think it's like $400,000 a year, I don't know what the number is, you're basically taxed like 45% of what you make. So the idea here is like, you're making more money now, you're working, you're bringing income in. So you can put it into this vehicle and then take advantage of it later when you're retired.
So the money's sitting in the 401k.
Yes.
Does anything happen as the years go on in the 401k?
She grows.
She does. So she's invested in the market. There's all sorts of different 401ks. There's different products. I have one with Nationwide.
Like, what happens if your company doesn't offer a 401k?
That's a great question. So there are independent 401ks. There's also Roth IRAs, which we can, that's again, shout out to my financial advisor, John. He's like,
someone did ask the difference between a Roth IRA and a 401k.
So the Roth IRA, and I'm just going to pull up my definition.
And you can have both, by the way.
You totally should.
You should have both.
I do both to give context.
Well, also I will say, so it depends, because if your company is saying we'll match up to 3% of your salary every month, you definitely should be putting 3% of your salary, because that's free money that they're putting into your 401k for you,
which is amazing.
So make sure you're asking your HR. And if you guys are working a W-2, ask for an appointment with your HR. Like, reach out to an HR manager and say, I want to understand my benefits.
So you, most of the time you should match, because I, you know, they give you an option.
You always match.
Yes, because always. A match basically means if you're putting in, let's just say, let's just use $100,000 a year example. You're making $100K a year. We're going to run some quick math. Hang on one second. Every
carry the two divided by seven.
Every month you're making $8,300 a month. They say, we're going to match 3%. Of that, that's $250 a month. They're saying if you put your 3% in, if you put $250 a month into your 401k, we will also put in $250 a month.
Why do companies do that?
It's a benefit of, you know, it's basically saying like, hey, you could go do this on your own, you could go work on your own, you could start your own business, but you don't get this is just a benefit of working with a company.
Interesting.
Especially for you, Soph. I mean, you could be looking at all these different gyms. You could be looking at doing fitness coaching somewhere. And Barry says, hey, we have a 401k match. That's $250 extra per month. That's $2,500 or almost $2,700 a year extra going towards your retirement. And they want to prepare you for this long-term financial success. And so you're like, wow, this company cares about me.
How much should I match you always match. How much should I be putting in percentage wise in my 401k?
So I asked my business partner, John, who was my financial advisor, but he can't be now because of conflict of interest. But he said, I asked him this because I knew it was going to be asked. Women are expected to live longer than men. Women have a longer life expectancy. So women should be 12% of what you're making on an annual basis should go into a long-term retirement vehicle.
Oh God, that is a high number. Oh shit.
And men should be 10%.
But is that, okay, let's say I have a Roth IRA too.
Same. So like just, 12% combined of what should be.
Oh Jesus Christ. I was like, I'm already on the wrong foot.
No, should be going towards long-term retirement. Because at the end of the day, all the things that we do now, and I think it's important, we're so hyper-focused on this 401k. I do think that's important, but I also think it's extremely important to be investing in yourself right now. Pay for that training. Obviously, get your shit together. Go sit with a financial advisor. Make a plan. Have a vision. Have a goal. We didn't really get to talk about rich life, but we'll talk about that another time. And then we can talk about, hey, I've got an extra $500 here. What am I going to do with it? Now we talk about investing in stocks. We talk about crypto. I'm going to give 30 seconds on crypto.
Okay.
Crypto, the entire market cap, which means the entire value of the entire crypto world is still less than the value of Apple, the company. So I want to put that in perspective here because it is a small market. We talk about it a lot. We hear about it a lot, but it's still less than the entire market cap of Apple. So
quickly, for someone who doesn't know, crypto.
Oh, okay. Crypto. Wow. Crypto.
Floating money that doesn't exist.
I still don't have a definition.
So let's break down. Let's just talk about crypto.
That's like Bitcoin.
Briefly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So when we're talking about crypto, it's this, wow, how do I explain this elementary? Not that everyone's elementary, but I'm going to try to explain it simply. Let me explain it like it's a new technology. So most cryptocurrencies are actually just technology companies. I think we hear a lot about like, oh my gosh, is the dollar going away? Probably not. The dollar is probably never going to go away. But there are brand new technology companies. You probably heard of the term blockchain. Blockchain is a new type of database. It's okay. Blockchain, I'm not even going to go into it.
No, I was going to say, leave that for Google.
Let's just talk about Bitcoin. Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency to ever come. It is like digital gold. It was started in 2012. It's the oldest crypto. If you guys are even briefly curious about this, just literally Google what is crypto and just watch a video. Here's my suggestion. I am very excited about crypto, but I've also done literally probably 150 hours of research on crypto. I'm really excited about it. I think it's here to stay. Are there cryptos? Think about this as the beginning of the internet. It's the exact same thing. Internet, what was the biggest company in the beginning of the internet that we can think about?
Microsoft.
Oh, you guys weren't around probably. AOL.
Microsoft. I go,
okay. So AOL, that was the number one biggest, best internet company. Oh my God, AOL is going to be amazing. And where are they now? Absolutely not here. So we don't know. Is that what Bitcoin is right now? Is that what the top two cryptos right now are Bitcoin and Ethereum? I personally believe that Bitcoin is going to be like a digital gold. I think it's going to increase in value over time, but it still is a risk. So we have to think of crypto as a risky investment. Would you take 5% of some of that cash you have and put it in some Bitcoin because it might 20x over the next 10 years? 100%. Yes.
5% though.
5%. Right. And then we get into investing in stocks and looking at companies that you like. When we're in the beginning of the pandemic and you're seeing, oh my God, Peloton. Wow, everyone's getting a Peloton. Maybe you decide to buy some Peloton stock. And then we see, oh my gosh, everyone's going back to the gym. We see Peloton crash, and that's what's been happening recently. So that's stock investing. And when I look at investing, I think it's important to take into consideration what are you passionate about? What do you think is going to do well? But it's still a risk.
So when you invest in something, like
how do you do that?
Does someone do it for you? Do you do it yourself? Do you go to a website?
It's a great question.
Because a lot of people are like, they wonder, how do I get started? How much can I invest? Yep. Like that kind of thing.
So let's say that you guys have $200. Sitting around and you're like, I kind of want to do something with this. The easiest way is to download an app. You could download Charles Schwab. You could download you could get E-Trade. You could get Robinhood. Literally Robinhood.
Fidelity's too.
Fidelity. Yep. And you can just sign up for an account. And then honestly, I'm a huge visual person. So if you just YouTube like how to buy stock on Robinhood, there's a great videos. But looking at the app right here, we've got Robinhood. And then you can just search for the stock that you want to buy. So if you want to buy Tesla, if you think that over the next 10 years, Tesla is going to be worth more than it is today, which I do believe, you could put money. You could literally buy yourself, go on here and buy $200 of Tesla. You just link your bank account. It just buys the Tesla stock and you just leave it in there.
See, for me, that's scary because I'm like, I don't know what will do well. I have no idea. So is there people that would do that for you?
Yes, of course. Your financial advisor would do that for you. So in the beginning of the pandemic, John was my financial advisor and I saw the stock market crash. And the stock market goes in waves, right? It goes up and it goes down. We will have a crash at some point. We're really high right now. We're already kind of seeing a little bit, but that's a great time to buy. When everyone is really scared, that's a really good time to buy.
So it costs less.
I bought Facebook, Disney, and Live Nation on March 15th, 2020. Like when everyone was super scared, Live Nation was down like literally 80%. And it's like, well, obviously events are going to come back. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know how bad it was going to be, but I didn't feel like it was going to be that bad. And also, Facebook was down. The airlines would have been a great thing. So, and he bought those all for me. So I got him the money and he had access to my cash, and then he placed all the trades. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to do it by yourself. Like you can have someone do it. I have someone that does it because I don't have time to read stocks.
Exactly.
Like, read the stock market. I wouldn't even know how to do that. I don't do that. You can outsource it to somebody else.
Yeah.
And it makes it a lot easier. I will say people are wondering probably like what amount even would I do? Like, I don't know. So start with what's the rule about how much I should pay in rent?
Let's say how much you should pay in rent.
Isn't it? You should only be paying. Is it 30%?
40%? Yeah. 30%. Yeah.
Of your monthly should be your rent.
Okay. Yeah. Or that's kind of your top. That's your top.
Yeah. That's
that's helpful. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I learned that, I remember, and I always kept it. And even though everyone's like, I want to go stay in the North Loop, I really want to move to downtown. Like, I went uptown because mm-hmm. I could not afford. And I stayed in a house that had many mice. And you heard about Georgia, all of you out there, my sweet girl who would pop under the door with her little tail. Anyway. And that's how I made my rule of what my rent would be, even though technically, sure, I could afford living in the North Loop.
And that's a great point.
But I should not.
You shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I pay for gym memberships. I pay for my own rent. I pay for my car. Yeah. I pay for my phone. I had a crash with my car.
You're investing
twice
money
in
this
row.
Business.
I have money here. I have money over there.
Yep.
I want to not be paycheck to paycheck at Target.
Of your rich life. Right. And that's what Ramit talks about, is that everyone in this room has things that they will not give up. Like for me and Hannah, we love grass-fed meat and we love getting really nice fish and really nice food and organic food. And like, that's mm-hmm. something that I'm not going to give up. But for clothes or jewelry, like that's not really my thing. Like here and there, and Hannah's the clothes person, but like, that's not really me. And so, but we can make those trade-offs. And for you, Sid, you're mm-hmm. saying, you know what? I don't need to live in North Loop. I'm going to sacrifice over here with my mm-hmm. rent, and I'm going to live in a place that might.
And I can travel.
And you can travel. And that's a non-negotiable for you.
Non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
And that's part of planning, is sitting down and defining what are the non-negotiables for me and where are the areas where I could give up a little bit. Like, you're going to have to make the decision, Soph, on rent.
Yeah.
Could you get a place a little bit further north mm-hmm. in like.
See, like for me, my non-negotiable, like I would prefer to live in a shitty bedroom of someone's house and pay $500 if it's in North Loop. In Northeast, because I love being close to everything.
Yeah. Northeast, so, like, though, is different than North Loop.
Yeah, Northeast. I'm in Northeast now, and I love Northeast. Yeah. But like, I don't really care where I live that much.
Love it. Yeah.
As long as it's in the location that I like.
I
could fucking live out of my car and I'd be fine.
And that's amazing. And that's
a hippie at heart.
And that's the mindset you need to have. And what goes through our mind, and I'm sure of everyone, is that's living in, we're renting a house right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's times when I park outside. There's times when I'm like, well, I'm making a lot of money, I should park inside. But no, we have a great situation. We're saving a ton of money. I'm investing it in other places. John, my business partner, talked about, it's called Henry, high earners, not rich yet. And this is very common.
Hmm.
People make a lot of money. They think they're making a lot of money. They're like, oh, I'm making 100K. I'm making 150. And they buy the Mercedes and they get the purse and they get the watch. You are not rich yet. You are making money. Rich is when you have assets and investments that are way more than what you're making on a regular basis. Mm. And that's where you need to sit down with yourself and say, like, do I really need to get that leased car that's $100 more a month? Probably not. I think around here, yeah, four-wheel drive, I get it. We got it. Yes. That's a non-negotiable for me, is four-wheel drive.
Same.
But I will drive a car that is, I have a Toyota RAV4, and I will probably drive a Toyota RAV4.
Same.
I love my RAV4, but great payment on it, $350 a month. Mm-hmm. And I will drive that car for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Because cars aren't really my thing. But for some people, cars are their thing. So maybe we sacrifice somewhere else. Maybe we don't take that massive trip and we do the shared Airbnb instead.
I love all these tips. Yeah,
wow.
It's like, I feel way more at ease. You know what I mean? I will say, with all that, people in their social media, people assume everyone's making all this money. Everyone has all these things. It's not worth it to put yourself in debt. I've been there. I've put myself in debt. It's not worth it. We should talk about student loans for a second really quick and how they're good debt.
Absolutely. Yep. So student loans are considered good debt. I would not, when someone's looking at your debt to income portfolio, and they see student loans, that does not jump out the page at like, oh my God, what were they thinking? Like, obviously we went to college. It's very normal. So
and who would be looking at this? I'm just trying to build a picture.
If you're trying to buy a car and you're financing it and the car dealership is looking at your credit, because when you do that, they pull your credit report and they're looking at it. They're not going to look and say, wow, she went to med school. She's not going to be able to pay her bills. Like, no, that's good, positive debt.
How does that affect your credit score? Because that's what they're looking at, right?
Right.
Consistent payments. That's what
they're looking at. How long have you had your credit card open and have you ever missed a payment? Do you have credit card debt? That's where credit card debt really hits you, is when you're getting that credit score pulled. And when we're talking about getting a mortgage and going to apply for a mortgage, they're going to look at all that. They're going to look at consistency of income. I'm actually at a huge disadvantage right now if we want to buy a house, because when a mortgage company looks at my income, it's like, oh, it was way up, but it was way down. It was way up, but it was way down, because I work for myself. I don't have like consistency. I make a bunch of money and then I do other things and then I make
chill
a bunch of money
for a little
again.
Bit. Yep.
Exactly. So you asked about back to debt.
Wait. Why does that affect your... I think that should be changed.
Sophie for president.
I want to vote you. I want to vote you in today.
But actually, like...
It makes no sense, but it's the oldest ways of the world.
It sucks. Yeah, so as a 1099... And so just to define it, a 1099 is referring to the tax document that I have. It's an independent contractor. I am not an employee of any company. Hypothetically, I guess I could become an employee of my own company and make a salary, but I just don't do that right now. Right now, I pay the bills with all my consulting dollars. So, it's a big disadvantage when mortgage companies, because what they're looking at is they're looking at consistent income over time, because that means you're going to pay your mortgage back. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to go and show them, be like, look at all my Bitcoin that I have. They're going to be like, I'm sorry, that's not so legit risky money. Yeah, they're just going to, you know, it doesn't matter. So that's, I mean, part of the reason why we're renting is because we're just naturally going to have to probably put a bigger down payment down. Mm-hmm. And we're just not going to be approved for the house that we want.
So it's good debt, and car payments are good debt too. To have, because they're consistent as long as you're paying them off consistently. Basically, they're just making sure that you're paying off money. Yeah, consistently. That doesn't affect your income. It doesn't put you negative on credit cards. It's basically all it is. So it's like just making sure that you're staying afloat, even if it means breaking even by the time you put in $100 in your savings.
Yep.
Even $100 is a good
something
thing for monthly, right?
Yep.
So let's bring it back to kind of like bring it whole circle of just like, what can I do right now?
Yeah.
So that I can save, right?
Yes.
Like, so that I can be like, so that I can know a little bit more about finance from when I started, because you shared so much shit that everyone's going to take in. I want people to listen to this twice, honestly.
Yeah. I know. This is so helpful.
It's so helpful.
Before you share that, I do want to share two things that I've learned from that book so far. And then I want you to wrap it up, because like things that I thought I was doing correctly, I was doing completely wrong. So for example, when I was reading that book, two actionable steps that I did right away is research the Roth IRA, open that up, make sure my company's matching my 401k. Cause I didn't do that. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know. I thought it was like, I had no idea.
People don't know about it.
People don't know. Yeah.
And then third, I was always paying off my credit card, obviously, because I knew it affected my credit score, but I was always picking minimum balance and not paying it off.
Yeah.
So now that I did that, I was like, oh God, there goes my savings. But now I'm like, okay, debt free, because I've been paying it off.
Those are
those three things are what I've done in the past. I would
chef's
say
kiss.
Yep.
In the past month. And I feel a lot better about it.
Okay. That's awesome. So
I wanted to say two things of like what I've learned in like the last like little bit is don't buy the clothes that you think you need, that you won't need, that don't fulfill you when they show up at your door, because it just doesn't matter. I will say, how do you make more money when you're just working in corporate America? I will tell you what I've learned is if I want this job at this other company, let's say I am an assistant and I want to be what would be next?
Manager.
Yep. Okay. I'm an assistant role right now. I see a company that has a manager role posted, anything, Google it. I see what I'm supposed to be doing, supposed to be working on. I go to my manager and say, hey, I want to work on this and this and this.
Yep.
You build your resume so it matches the job that you want. And then you advocate for why when you go apply. You go, I've done everything that a manager does yep. and owns. And so, bitch, I want that money. And guess what? There's always room for negotiation. Never, this is the last thing I'll say, never tell them how much you made at the job prior.
Oh,
ever,
yeah.
ever, ever. I've made the mistake once and I will never do it again.
That's great
advice.
Do not
say it.
Yep.
Never. Like, yep. I want to scream it on the top of the roofs. You are worth more money than what the dollar amount is on there. There's always a negotiation room, and don't say the dollar amount that yep. you make current.
I love it. We could keep, sorry. I have so many things I want to say, but I want to, I want to leave it with a little story. And it's that when we were in Colorado a few years ago for a wedding, and we were walking around, we were talking, you know, when you're on vacation, you're in somewhere like so beautiful, you just naturally start talking about like your future and like future trips and things. And we were talking about vacation homes, like future vacation homes. And of course, Hannah and I were like, oh my gosh, it'd be so amazing to have a house in the mountains. Like, where would we have one? Oh, we would definitely, you know, we'd love to have one in Aspen, or that's so expensive. Telluride would be amazing. Maybe a beach house. And my friend said, oh, well, we'll never be able to make that much money to have a second house. And that mindset, if you have that mindset, you will never have a second house. You have to believe that you are going to make money, because I don't want to be woo-woo about it, but if you don't believe that you're going to make money and that you're going to be successful and you're going to have what you need to take care of your family, not all of us are going to be driving Lamborghinis, but again, back to our rich life. Like, what's our rich life? I want to take one great trip a year. That's my rich life. I don't need to go on a trip every couple of weekends. But I do need that, and I need to eat my great food, and I want to grill whatever I want to grill.
You and
I want
your grill master.
I want to go to the butcher shop, and I want to spend some money. Like, that's my rich life, and I believe to the core of my core that I will have enough money, the money that I need, and it starts there.
Wow. Yeah, it's those limiting beliefs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There's actually a book that I read that really helped with this too, and I think I've mentioned in the podcast before, but it's, you know, the subtle art of not giving a fuck. And then there's one called You Are a Badass. And then they have one called You Are a Badass at Making Money. And it, the whole book pretty much talks
That's
about
a great book.
Pretty much talks about your limiting beliefs around money. And like, if you truly do believe it, like, you can make it happen.
But I had it. Yeah. I just had this. I was charging like $3,000 for a systems implementation. And one of my coaches was like, literally, I texted him. He's like, how much are you charging for that? Is it $3,000? He texted me no, called me immediately, and was like, $8,000 minimum. And I was like, it only takes me. So I mean, he's like, but you're good at it. You've done it 15 times, and every person that's implemented that system is saving $4,000 a month because you're doing that.
Yeah.
They spend $8,000 with you. They break even in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, God. It's a no-brainer. So even me, I'm like, oh, that's a lot. The things that you're really, really, really good at are the things you should be charging the most money for.
So,
mic drop.
I feel like it's like, you know what to do too. Like, you're good at your finish it. You know what to do.
But I could charge more probably.
No, you could.
No,
you definitely could.
You know what to do. So yeah. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, being in like a corporate role, and I will say this right now, I don't plan on being in a corporate role forever. That's just not what's going to take me to my next level. I start writing down ideas of like what I'm good at.
Oh, how times have changed since episode two.
Can I say something on that though?
What?
That I know somebody that's working a corporate job that's making a $400,000 salary base, and like, they're good at it. They've been doing it for 10 years and it's no sweat off their back. If they can be doing that plus
and something else.
I don't want to sit here and shit on a corporate job.
No, because, I'm not at all.
Because you might very well, maybe you stay in a corporate gig and you always have something on the side, and that's where a lot of magic can happen too.
I like that a lot. Once I understand how that other side hustle is going to make me money.
Exactly.
But it's like, you don't start by not thinking about what you're good at. You don't start by talking yourself down. You start by making lists. And I will tell you one thing. I never thought social media would be my thing. I thought I hated it. I thought I would never touch it. I wouldn't work in it. I'm not going to use it for my well-being. I want to get rid of it. And look at me now. Literally using it, having to use it, having to, and then turning it into like, actually, I want to, and I want to grow it, and I want to use it for other things. So it's like, you just have to change your mindset. You've got to be smart. Build yourself up. I had a really strong point, and I'm really sad because it left my little wine brain, but
I got one.
I'm like, oh.
Ask your family and friends, like, what do you think I'm good at?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's hard to know. Like, or even your employer, people you work around, you like, what do you think I'm good at here? Mm-hmm. If they're like, you're a whiz at Excel, I'll tell you right now, I will pay a boatload for an Excel person and a reporting person, a bookkeeping person, an accounting person.
And then go to those websites that we talked about, Upwork and any, literally look up consulting jobs or look up, what's it called? What's it like one time, one of those called Upwork?
Freelancing?
Freelancing.
Oh, Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. That's another one. You can do freelancing stuff.
Yep. Anything.
Know your worth, people. Yep.
Know your freaking worth. We believe in you. We love you. I know this just scratched the little surface of all the technology stuff, but Kellen, you're insane with all the knowledge, and we have other stuff. So you're not going anywhere, but
this was like a fucking power hour. And I loved how like concise and helpful that was though. So seriously, thank you so much for coming.
We love
thank
you for having
just
me.
Just all you do. If I ask you one thing to do after this, save just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Find
the
even find if it's a little 50 thing. Bucks. Go to Costco, girls.
Oh, I forgot the one last thing that I learned.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
My savings account. This is key. My savings account was in the same bank as my checking and everything else. Every time I pulled out my bank account, I would have my savings, my checking. But the book that I was reading told me to put my savings in a different account.
Yes.
So I don't see it.
Yes.
And so now every time I get my paycheck per month, a little bit goes to a different account and I never even know.
Yep.
Boom.
I will say I have money in an account that we opened and I don't know the password and I can't get in.
That's
so
perfect.
I would love to. No, that's not really very good because I actually can't get in to get my money. So
you don't need to see it. It's gone.
Oh, that's empty. Oh my God. I just hit a solo cup. All right. Sorry.
We're getting a little drunk. We got to go.
No, we can't go yet.
Okay.
I have two things.
Okay.
I have a Stray Cannon moment that's hilarious that I read and it is short, sweet, but it is goddamn good. And then I got to tell you a little sum. So just wait a second. I got to find it. It should be right here. Oh, here we go. Ready? Ready for this? Okay, here we go. Last week, I was packing my lunch and didn't want to take a sandwich, so I found leftover spaghetti in the fridge and decided to take it. Next day at work, I'm eating it, and once I finished my lunch, I had to burp once, and I did, and I tasted weed. Holy shit, my head felt weird, and I started to realize that it was my girlfriend's spaghetti infused with weed butter. I was high as fuck at work. I don't smoke often and never had eaten edibles before, but OMG, I was really high at work, and my coworkers were around. I didn't know how to act normal, so I told my manager I didn't feel well and I went home. Hashtag straight candid.
Shut up. Weed infused butter? I didn't even know that was a thing.
I think you can kind of make anything weed, anything. True. But can you imagine? Can you imagine eating your lunch at work and then all of a sudden being like, holy Christ.
I feel a little funky.
Holy Christ. The lights are coming down on me. Oh, God.
I got to share a story another episode, but one time me and my mom accidentally got high together.
Stop.
Yeah.
Love it.
It was so bad. It was so good. Yeah. It was, we like took CBD, but it was THC and we were messed.
Oh, my God. You guys are hilarious.
She had a sleepover at my place instead of drive back home.
Oh, wait, that's funny though.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, guys, well, we gotta tell you quickly, just a little something.
So Costco. So $1.99 a month.
One last thing, quick, y'all. Support for man's straight candid.
Yep.
What is the XXX?
It's us.
Okay. Restarting. I usually do the middle bullets.
I know. I was gonna try to see her handling the front one. Okay.
I know. I could tell you were leaving me the space. I'm like, fuck, I've never done this. All right, restarting. Hey, guys. Support for Straight Candid is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in below waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels.
Oh.
Manscaped recently launched the ultimate hygiene bundle for the man in your life, the Performance Package. Help him join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 8 million clean shaved balls.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of balls.
I
got to tell you one quick thing.
What?
I took home the Manscaped body wash.
Yes.
And put it in my shower.
Okay.
For my little thing to use.
What do you call him again?
Plant Daddy. for Plant Daddy to use. That's the guy I'm seeing.
What should we call him?
I love him. Love him.
We call him Plant Daddy.
Crypto King?
But anyways, is that Jordan's name?
Yeah, I just made
up a
name.
That's cute.
It's kind of fun. They could be friends.
Okay. But I used
body wash.
Yeah, sorry, my brain. I used the body wash in the shower, and I love the smell of boys. So I just like I lather that shit on. So it was good for I like it as a female. Mm. Even
I'm not gonna lie, I use the deodorant.
It's so good.
Yeah. I like men's deodorant. I started with men's deodorant, I don't like the women's flower smells.
It was a gateway into the body wash.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, god dang it. You guys, the Performic package 4.0 also includes the
Weed Whacker
nose and ear hair. hair trimmer. You guys get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with code CANDID20.
Unlock his confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Hey, look at that. Teamwork makes a dream work, my friend.
It really does. What a fun episode,
y'all. That
was
really fun.
Loved it.
By the way, we have an event coming up.
Oh, yes.
It's at Mall of America, Lululemon. Just get ready for it because the link drops and there's only going to be a few spots. That's why we're hyping it up. It's March 5th. It's going to be at noon. We're going to
Lululemon
workout. We're going to have a DJ.
Lululemon Mall of America.
You know the DJ? What is it?
Do you know who the DJ is?
Who is it? DJ Josh? Let's
yes.
go. Josh at our wedding. He is the
He's the best.
He DM'd me. He goes, if you ever need a DJ,
guys,
hit me up.
Alive Studios DJ Josh. I think it's Alive Studios. Just Google it. He is actually, I mean, we had a bridal shower on a boat and we
the best time.
We had tipsy. Every intention of opening gifts and we were literally like on the dance. Like,
no,
like
we were
humping
wait,
you each were
other.
Supposed to...
Like it was insane.
We were wait, all, we were, doing we like were the, supposed to open gifts.
100%. Oh my God, that was like that was the plan at the end, and then like literally it was get low.
Instead,
like
we
to the window to the wall.
We were
to
the sweatshop getting low.
Hannah's family from Fergus Falls was like, "What is happening?"
That was the most fun bridal party I've ever been to in my life.
I will never go back to like sitting around the room and just like sitting there and like.
No. Anyways,
I want to play the game about
I'll
the,
never
the
get
groom.
Over, I'll never get over Callan just saying we are humping each other on the
I mean, everyone. I was like. Hannah's family was actually like concerned. Like, is everyone gonna make it? Is everyone a bride?
It's funny because they thought It's funny because they thought we were all slosh, but like that's just us, you know.
No, we were
just,
probably like two drinks deep.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't anything like that.
It was Josh
four, but like same thing.
But it was you're on a boat with a DJ. I mean, like
DJ Josh, man.
Yeah, he
but
just
anyway,
set the vibe.
Anyways, come to our workout, it's gonna be a blast. I'll let you know when the link comes out. I'm hoping to get it to you by your ears right now, so look for it. Also, we wanted to do a little bit of a surprise giveaway.
Yeah. So if you guys head to Apple Podcasts, it's the app on your phone. I don't know why I have to say that, but sometimes people ask Apple Podcasts. Rate 5 stars, leave us a review, and make sure you hashtag hoodie so we know you want to be entered into the giveaway, and also hashtag your Instagram handle so we can reach out to you. But give us like an honest review, like we love to hear it, but only if you give us 5 stars.
Ooh, that's a threat.
But
you will be someone was gonna win a hoodie, and we'll announce the winner coming up soon. But you will win, you have the chance to win a hoodie if you put a review on Apple Podcasts.
And let's,
please, thank you, love you.
Let's give them 2 weeks.
Okay.
So they'll buy the event. We'll
you
have
got 2 weeks.
Away.
You get cool. 2 weeks, all right? Jerdy's up in the house. What up, Jerdy?
Hey. Jerdy, you ready? You ready to have some fun tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes.
So pumped.
Jerdy, question.
Yeah.
Do you think you look and sound like the man from Monsters, Inc.?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
We're going to post it.
We'll
got to
post it.
Yeah,
right. Fair.
I hope I don't look like it.
You
it's
don't look.
Monster,
I know. That.
Right?
That's what I was hoping
He's
for.
He's a monster. Monster.
He goes, damn. Callan, this has been an absolute treat. I'm not kidding. I don't think you understand the success that you've set me up for. Just like in my business, in my
general.
Life, in my work, like talking me through job. Like anything, offers, whatever it is. And not everybody has that. And because I have that, I feel blessed. But we're here for you guys. Callan's here for you guys. To a certain extent. She doesn't have a lot of time. But just
reach out to John. He's the actual financial advisor.
Find a financial advisor. Find somebody you trust with finances and get the help that you need because it's extremely important for your future. Extremely important.
And it sounds overwhelming. Like obviously we're talking about all this, but it's just the one step at a time. Start with one thing. And honestly, as weird as it is, start by getting this book because it has really, really helped me. And I'm not someone who like wants to learn about finances, but it's something that you need to do. So
yeah.
All right.
Thank
y'all.
You so, so much.
Thank
well,
you, Callan.
We
love you.
Wait, Instagram handle so people can find you. Remember she was episode 25 with her fiance
Go
at the time.
Listen, it is a great episode. Episode
it's one of our
25.
Top episodes still.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
People love it.
Yeah. Callan Faulkner. C-A-L-L-A-N Faulkner.
Faulkner.
And yeah, you'll see pictures of my dogs. Of
she
Hannah.
Dogs. Doggy dogs.
Dogs. At Candid Sid.
At Candid Soph.
And at Straight Candid Podcast on Instagram. Please find us. We love you. We miss you.
And at Jerdy Dude.
And at Jerdy Dude. Okay, boys
right,
and girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Good epi.
Let's go.
You guys, I could have
two in a week. Not too shabby.
That was what? Yeah, that was bad.
Hey.